And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
11:32, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. And joining us this morning, somebody who sent me an email last week, after we did the show, saying, Dave, can we have some new contestants on the 60-second challenge? So I said, Linda, what about you? And she said, yes, and she's on the phone now. Hi, Linda.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Now, are you one of those listeners that up to now has just shouted the answers at the radio when we've done it?
Yeah.
And how many do you normally get in an average week, if we say have 10 or 12 questions?
About 6 or 7.
Well, that's not a bad score, is it? But as we always say, it's more difficult when you're actually on the radio doing it. But I know you're going to give it your best shot.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so I'll just remind you that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay. Okay? Good luck,
yeah.
And here they come. Who recorded Breakfast at Tiffany's in 1996? Okay. Complete the title of this Rod Stewart album. Blondes have...
More Fun.
Who recorded the original version of Breaking Up Is Hard to Do?
The Everly Brothers.
What was the title of Paul McCartney's first solo album?
Pass.
Who sang Unbreak My Heart in 1997?
Oh, I can't think of the name. No.
No, I'm going to pass on that one. Whose first hit single was called Letter from America?
The Proclaimers.
Complete the title of this Paper Lace hit from 74. Billy, Don't Be...
A Hero.
Long Hot Summer was a hit in the 80s for which group?
Bananarama.
Whose first album was called Soul Provider?
And you
Soul Provider.
No, pass.
You're going to have to pass on that one as well, right? And I'm sure you found it's a lot more difficult when you're on the radio, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Right, because you're so afraid of getting it wrong, whereas if you're at home, you don't mind. You can say anything, and it doesn't matter if you get it wrong. Anyway, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time. You passed on 1, 2, 3, 4 questions. And on the remaining questions, you got 1, 2, 3 questions right. So, not a particularly good score, but at least you've had a go, which is great. And we're always, as I say, looking for new contestants, so I'm delighted that you've had a go.
I always do better when I'm listening to other contestants.
Yes, I can see that as well, because, you know, you hear their answer and you think, no, that's not right. And, of course, you shout the right answer at the radio. But
yeah.
I'm delighted you've taken part. Let's go through the ones that you slipped up on. Question number one, who recorded Breakfast at Tiffany's in 1996? That was a group called Deep Blue Something.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the name.
I know, an unusual name as well. The title of Paul McCartney's first solo album, almost a trick question, it was just called McCartney.
Oh.
And who sang Unbreak My Heart? I got a feeling you knew that one, but you just couldn't bring it to mind.
Yeah.
And then the person in question was Tony Braxton on that
one.
Thank
you. Yeah.
Now, Long Hot Summer was a hit in the 80s for which group? You said Bananarama. It wasn't them. You'll have another go. Anybody else come to mind? Paul Weller was the lead singer of the group.
Oh, The Jam.
It wasn't The Jam, it was the other one, the Style Council.
Style Council.
Right. And the last one, whose first album was called Soul Provider, a man who in those days had very long hair, although it's much shorter these days, I think. He was Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton, yeah.
There you go. Well, there you go. You've done it for the first time, and I'm hoping, having done it for the first time, you're going to be back on the quiz again in the next few weeks and have another go.
Yeah, I'll have another go.
That's brilliant. Okay, and I hope that will inspire other people who've never done it before to get in touch. Okay, good to talk to you, Linda, and bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye. Not bad for a first attempt. Round two in an hour's time.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
12:31, round two of radio's shortest quiz, 60-second challenge. If you were listening an hour ago, you'll have heard Linda Cartwright, a new contestant, get a score of 3 out of 9 with 4 passes, hoping to beat that score. Another one of our regular contestants who we've not heard from for a bit. We say good afternoon to Michelle Atkinson. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Dave.
And what's happening in your life since we last spoke to you about a month ago then?
I have now started a new job on another TV production.
Right. But you're not allowed to tell us what it is, what
no,
the production is.
Yeah. Secretive, unfortunately, until they actually release everything. So, but the last production I was on starts airing in April. So.
Brilliant. Okay. So, am I right in thinking you work for a sort of independent production company that makes programmes for the main channel? Is that how it works?
You're freelance, basically.
So right.
Between production companies. So, I can tell you, I'm working for Sister Production at the moment. So.
Fantastic. Yeah. And for those who don't understand what that actually means, what does the job actually entail from day to day? You know, when you turn up from work tomorrow.
I'm in the accounts team, so I pay the crew, the cast.
Right.
And also sometimes do a bit of accounts payable, pay the suppliers and things like that.
Fantastic. It sounds a fascinating job and you clearly enjoy it.
Yeah, well, in the last production, I ended up being as an extra on the very last scene.
So
fantastic. I'm the very last scene. And as I say, it's coming in April. So
right. So not only working behind the scenes, but also in front of camera occasionally. Fantastic.
Yeah, just right. Like Luke.
Okay, now I don't know whether you were listening an hour ago when Linda Cartwright was on, or were you busy working?
I was busy working because I'm actually still doing a little bit for the old production. I do that on a Sunday morning. So
right, okay. Fantastic. So do you do all your work from home, or most of it, I'm presuming?
No. I go to the office during the week
right.
For the production I'm currently doing, the Sister Production. Sister Production have just released their current one that's out, is Better.
Oh!
Just released on the telly. That's their last production that they did.
Right, that's been on, hasn't it?
It's just on at the moment, yeah. I wasn't involved in that one, but that's the same production company.
Hey, it's good. I think I've watched all of them because I enjoyed it much. I binge-watched them. Right, anyway, back to the matter in hand. 60-second challenge. You've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible, as you know. I've got to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. And the score to beat, 3 out of 9 with 4 passes. So good luck, and here they come. Complete the title of this Clash hit from 1979, London...
Burning.
What was the name of Harold Melvin's backing group?
Don't know, pass.
We're going to pass on that. Who sang with Joe Cocker on Up Where We Belong?
Jennifer Warnes.
Who recorded I Couldn't Live Without Your Love back in 1966?
I wasn't even born then.
Gonna pass on that. Complete the title of this foreigner hit, I Wanna Know What
Love Is.
In which decade did Blondie record the song Atomic? Just the decade, you don't need to have a...
80s.
You're gonna go for 80s. Who recorded an album called Synchronicity in 1983?
Pass.
Which Don McLean song starts with the words Starry, Starry Night? And you can answer that one.
American Pie, is it?
You're going to go for that? Yeah, that's the obvious answer, but sadly it's not the right one. Never mind.
I got the Clash one wrong as well.
Yeah, because you realised, I think, after you said it, didn't you?
I said it. London Burning, I think, is Books Fizz, or London Calling, I think it is the Clash.
Yeah, London's Burning was actually an ITV TV programme many years ago.
Yeah,
so
I think Books Fizz did a song, something like that.
Oh, right, you could be right.
I could be wrong.
But it was London Calling for that one. Right,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions answered in your allotted time. You passed on 2 questions, and you got 1, 2, 3 questions right. But as you passed on fewer questions than Linda Cartwright, it means you're this week's winner.
Wow, that's a first.
Yeah, fantastic.
Close score.
So you see, you don't always need to get a high score to win, so well done for that. Let's go through them.
This was London Town.
Okay.
Yeah. I knew it was London something.
Right, okay. So let's go through the ones. If you've already said the first one, the Clash was London Calling, as you said. Mm. The name of the group that Harold Melvin had as his backing group, it was Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Right.
Probably no, another one before your time,
it
I
was,
suspect.
Yeah.
Who recorded I Couldn't Live Without Your Love in 1966, long before you were born? That was Petula Clark. And who recorded an album called Synchronicity in 1983?
I'm going to kick myself with this one.
Go on. You're going to have another guess?
No. I do know the name of this album, but I can't think
you
of the
You can't think. It's actually Sting and the Police.
Yes.
Right. Never mind. As I say, 3 out of 8 might not be a particularly high score, but it's a winning score this week.
Yes.
Thanks for taking part. Continue to enjoy your fascinating job, and we'll have you back on the quiz in about a month's time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks, Michelle. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.